flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Steve-O from Spokane is. Steve-O, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Steve-O has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah!
A classic banana split is made with how many scoops of ice cream?
3.
Correct. What month does Green Day want to be woken up at the end of?
September.
Correct. When it comes to the human body, what is the heaviest organ?
Your bladder?
No.
Pass.
What car company uses the slogan, the power of dreams?
Pass.
What state was the Titanic sailing to before it sank?
Repeat the question.
What state was the Titanic sailing to before it sank?
Alaska?
No.
Pass.
Tom York is the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
What number did Ichiro wear when playing for the Mariners?
69.
No, nice, but no.
1324.
No. Steve-O, you started out so strong, and then I don't know what happened, but you dropped a deuce.
He's not Steve-O, he's Steve 2.
Hey.
Oh.
Steve 2.
Yeah.
Steve 2. How do you think Steve 2 is going to do?
Uh-oh.
I think Steve 1 is going to win.
He should be worried. Make him think we're worried.
He's very worried.
Oh, he's so worried. Look at him. He's trembling walking in here.
He's been too busy celebrating birthdays.
Really?
I lost my boots. I shook out of them. I'm so scared.
You have your work cut out for you, okay?
It seems that way based on everyone's reaction in here.
All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Am I ready? Let's check with DK.
Hell yeah.
A classic banana split is made with how many scoops of ice cream?
3.
Yes. What month does Green Day want to be woken up at the end of?
September?
Yeah, sing it for us. When it comes to the human body, what is the heaviest organ? Oh my gosh.
The brain.
No, and not yours. No, but not in general.
Savage right there.
Hell yeah.
Let's say the liver.
No.
The kidney.
No.
The dong.
No, not yours. What car company?
Hell yeah.
The power of dreams. You Honda. Walked into that one.
I did.
Yes.
Even the worst baseball hitter could hit that one.
What state was the Titanic sailing to before it sank?
I don't know. Hawaii.
No.
What city?
Or state.
state? Washington.
No.
Texas.
No. Tom York is the lead singer of what band?
Radiohead.
Correct.
What Hell yeah.
Did Ichiro wear when playing for the Mariners?
He wore number 51.
Yes. Harpy, Hell bald, yeah. and golden are all types of what bird?
Eagle.
Yes. Mm. Woo. Steve, you somehow got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-2.
6-2?
Sorry, Steve-O.
Yeah, I dropped the deuce.
That's okay. Have it a good happens. One, Steve-O.
Hell yeah.
So not it being the brain or the dog. When it comes to the human body, what is the heaviest organ?
The skin?
Yes.
Oh.
It's also the biggest organ as well.
Yeah, I always forget about the skin.
And Danny, what state was the Titanic sailing to before it sank?
New York.
Yep.
Was it? Yeah. How about that?
Well, would you look at that?
Where else would it be going?
Texas? Texas, because you know it's easy to get there.
In 1914, or whatever year it was.
1912, actually.
Yeah, that.
Well, congrats.
I didn't even know they were coming somewhere in America. Okay.
You just thought they were going down?
Yes. I thought they were going like they were in like Antarctica or something like that. I don't know.
Rock on.
Where were they coming from?
Oh, because of the iceberg.
Yes.
Rockaholics, we have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to provide winter coats for children in need all across Washington. It's Coats for Kids time, and we have a goal of $50,000. Steve, how are we doing on the donations this morning?
We are getting closer and closer, but we are still far away. We are in just about $14,200 raised, thanks to a lot of great rockaholics like Donald Gibson joined the 69 Club. Colleen Burry, she paid $50. That helps out a kid, actually a couple of kids in need. She goes, $20. We'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. So any donation helps out. Amy Tyen donated $51. Daniel Bridges, $25. So thank you, rockaholics, for helping out.
That's awesome. And you can get involved by heading to KISW.com. You can also text KISW give to 44321. Today is Danny V's birthday.
Ooh.
And we are so excited to celebrate. And for his birthday, his daughter Lily wanted to interview him for his birthday.
Wait.
Or him to interview her for his birthday.
Yeah. So, okay.
I still don't really know why.
I mean, it's the thought that counts, right?
We'll go with that.
So, how did this interview with Lily go? You're going to find out after Led Zeppelin.
The Daily Mix Show.
Today we celebrate the birth of Danny V.
Yes.
Happy 38th birthday, Danny.
Hey, thanks.
Big 38. What do you got planned for today?
I'm going to go to lunch with a friend, then I'm going to go to happy hour with another friend, and then I'm going to get pizza and beer for dinner.
Wow. Nice.
Full day.
Nice, yeah. Oh, and I also have to take Sarah to the airport.
Yeah!
So that's like the one like spot on my day.
Wait, for your birthday, you have to drive her to the airport.
You know what? She was very nice and took me to the airport last week. So,
but it wasn't your birthday or her birthday.
It's true.
She would never drive you on her birthday.
Which is tomorrow.
I might.
The fact that you said might answers our question.
Yeah. I would have probably already had my day jam-packed anyway. Yeah.
So with all of this birthday action, Danny, your daughter Lily wanted to do what now?
So I don't know. We were on FaceTime the other day and she goes, "Dad, your birthday's coming up. You should interview me for your birthday." And I was like, "Well, what do you want me?"
Is that her version of a gift to you?
I don't know.
Probably,
but okay.
It's going to be a gift to us.
I mean, just kind of, yeah. It just kind of went as all of my conversations with Lily do, where she just decides to get a little sarcastic.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
All right, so
she already sounds annoyed, and she wants to do this.
I know.
This is so great to me. I just love this. What do you want from me? You're the one who wanted to do this.
Hi.
All right, so what's up?
I'm making ice cream.
Ah, you're making ice cream. What kind of ice cream are you making?
Vanilla.
My girl. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The best flavor.
And when she says, let me clarify, when she says she's making ice cream, that means she's scooping it out of the container and putting it in her bowl.
Oh, I thought she got one of those little the creamy mixers.
No. She was putting it in a bowl so that way she could go sit at the table and eat it. And mind you, she goes, "Dad, it might be a little loud. I'm going to be eating ice cream this whole time."
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we're talking birthdays, so she's obviously celebrating with ice
sprinkles.
Cream.
Did she make the sprinkles?
No, she doesn't like sprinkles.
Oh, no.
So you told me you wanted to start recording. Why?
Because I want you to interview me about your...
So it's just vanilla with nothing else?
Exactly.
You were so into that like 2 seconds ago. Well, thought, my girl.
Yeah, I love vanilla, but I thought like you add a little bit of something to it. Like we crumble up some pretzels or some sprinkles.
No toppings.
Whipped cream on top of it.
Yeah. I mean, just plain vanilla is weird.
Because I want you to interview.
Not even like chocolate syrup?
Oh, my God. Okay,
absolutely not.
Because I want you to interview me about you and Sarah, because I know it's your birthday.
Oh, okay. You want to interview me about me and Sarah. Okay. Who do you like better?
So you had no chance to prep?
No, not at all.
I just came up with these on the fly.
Like a true journalist.
Yeah, right?
Who do you like better, me or Sarah?
Let's go.
Wow, this is...
Who do you think?
It's a long pause.
I know, wait a second. Did you just say dad right off the get-go?
You would think.
Well, and I'm still like, say me, say me.
Wow, this is taking way too long for you to decide. What is Sarah's favorite color?
Wait, did she say both?
She said both, and that was it. And then she immediately was like, next question. And I was like, what?
Yeah! I love her.
Wow.
What is Sarah's favorite color?
I'm guessing it's pink.
Is that right?
That is right.
Wow.
Look at her. She knows her really well.
I know.
What's my favorite color?
Orange and black.
Right.
What is Sarah's favorite thing to do?
Go to concerts, probably.
Well, it is funny. You are flying to Vegas to go see a concert for your birthday.
She does know me so well.
What kind of concerts?
Ones that the show paid for.
She's not wrong.
I almost died.
Is the show
when she said
sending
that.
You to Vegas?
No, but I mean, Sarah's not opposed to a free anything.
That is the most accurate statement ever, Lily.
$3.99 is your favorite price.
It really is.
Yes.
Wow. What is your favorite thing about Sarah?
She's fun. She likes to go everywhere.
What's your favorite?
Much to George's anger.
At least a 10-year-old likes it.
That's right. She knows what's up.
What's your favorite place that you've been to with Sarah?
Funko Pop.
That was a fun day.
Nice.
What did she make when we were at Funko Pop?
A Funko Pop of her. I'm pretty sure she also made one of Joe.
No, it was of George. Remember her husband?
Oh, yeah.
That would be kind of weird if you made a Funko Pop of you and your brother.
The funny thing is I was making one of Joe.
Yeah, that was all you.
Yeah.
That's a bromance.
Yeah, of course.
Right, that's not weird.
No. Yeah, not at all.
What is your favorite thing about me?
You're fun, and you're
nice.
My dad.
That's a good thing. What is your favorite thing that we've ever done together?
Disneyland.
What are you most looking forward to in 2025 now that I'm going to be 38 and Sarah's going to be 40?
Oh, my gosh! She better have corrected you.
Well, let's find out.
Going to Wild Waves.
Wow.
Do you actually believe that Sarah is 40?
No.
Oh, okay, well, how old do you think she is?
At least 45.
You are kidding. You set her up for that.
I didn't set her
yes,
up.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Happy birthday.
45?
43.
The day before my birth, you're treating me like this?
Yes. Yes, she is.
You look like you're 85.
Wow.
What is happening?
I don't know.
What is in that ice cream?
Vodka? Okay, I like that.
Probably
angry.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
I'm waiting.
Happy birthday, Father.
Wait, aren't you gonna sing happy birthday to me?
No.
Wow. Cool. Oh my gosh.
I really don't understand what that entire thing was about.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I thought
apparently.
She was going to tell a story about right? us. I thought she was going to say nice things.
She just wanted to roast both you and Sarah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I probably was like this too when I was 10, but she feels like she's like in her teens already
with
like
spicy.
This sassiness.
Oh yeah.
Good luck for the next 8 years.
Someone just texted, what is Danny's beer of choice for today's celebration? Happy birthday, Danny.
Oh, has to be a Cloudburst beer. Ooh. One of their IPAs. That's my favorite brewery in Seattle. So I'm going to go to the Beer Junction tonight in West Seattle and have a couple of those.
Nice.
Yeah. And Moto Pizza.
Birthday. Oh, yeah. Let's freaking go.
Moto Pizza all day.
Yes.
Rockaholics, we need your help. And our phone number is 206-803-ROCK. We need you to give us a call right now because we have a simple question to ask, and it involves being in a relationship.
Ooh.
Yes. So we promise this is not a dirty question. It's a simple question, but you have to call us now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls at 720. The Daily Mix.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Barbara Corcoran shared on the Jamie Kern Lima show that she and her husband, Bill Higgins, sleep in separate rooms. And this is the audio from that.
Before we get to that, who's Barbara Corcoran and who is Jamie Higgins?
Shark Tank.
Yes.
Shark Tank. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know who the guy is, but I know that's Barbara Corcoran is the Shark Tank lead.
Okay, I was like, these are two names. I have no idea who the hell these people are. But okay, Now I got you. I can totally picture her, too. She's all right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I have to invite him into my bedroom, and I like it that way. He's never invited me back because he knows I'll never come into his bedroom.
What are we doing?
This is strange.
But I have to invite him into my bedroom, and it's like, it's his birthday. How old are you, Bill? Come on in.
Well, can you talk about that? Because does it make it like, you know?
Make sex better? No. But he...
Wow.
There's a pill for that, Barbara.
I feel like this is going to be a strange conversation when she gets home to chat with her husband. Oh, wait, they're not sleeping in the same bedroom, so they probably don't even talk.
But he thinks it does.
Ah, because he knows it's like a sure thing.
Yeah, and I like it because it's a sure thing. not sure, S-U-R-E, but S-H-O-R-T.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, I kind of love this woman.
She's brutally honest.
She is unhinged.
Telling it like it is.
Fantastic. She's like, yeah, if I want to have sex, I'll knock on the door. But let's make it quick, buddy. I got things to do.
I mean, honestly, if she's worth that much money, you know what? She can roast me all she wants.
Right? Yeah. I'll make this as quick as possible.
So this leads us to our simple question today.
Not a sure thing, a short thing.
We'll start with Tracy in Seattle. Tracy, would you be okay sleeping in a different room than your partner?
You know what, guys? I would definitely be okay with him sleeping in another room. He's super stinky, he farts a lot, and he snores. So I do not need that while I'm trying to sleep.
Is this my wife, Sid, calling in?
Sid!
Sid, it's so good to hear from you. You don't have to say your name's Tracy.
Stinky, or is it just, like, what's going on?
Dude, Tracy, you're going to laugh at this because yesterday I had my yearly physical and I'm talking with the doctor. Like, so everything's good. I'm like, I seem to have a flatulence problem. And I tell her everything that's going on. And she's like, it's really not that big of a deal. You're fine. I'm like, well, tell that to my wife. And she's like, oh, well, we have probiotics for that.
Thanks, Tracy. Jesse, who is dealing with the recovery of his knee injury and knee surgery in Deming. Jesse, simple question to you. Would you be okay sleeping in a different room than your partner?
Yes, because since the 24th when I hurt my knee, I've been sleeping in a different room since my wife this whole time. Like, I'm on the couch, she's in the bedroom, and, I mean, we're fine. You know, it's nothing weird about it. Obviously, I got a knee issue, but if I didn't have a knee issue, hey, sometimes you need a good night's sleep and need the bed to yourself, so we're pretty cool about, you know.
Now, are you on the couch because is it just because it's easier to get up and down off of the couch, or is that the reason?
Yeah, my bed probably sits, 4 feet high? You know, it's just kind of tall where the couch is nice and low, so, you know, like, that being said, I haven't slept at all. Like, I can't sleep on the couch. Oh. Miserable.
I was about to say, how's the recovery going? But I think you just answered that question.
Yeah, no, drugs.
Don't hide it, Jesse. Don't hide it. Divide it. Good luck in your recovery, Jesse. Justin from Ferndale, simple question. Would you be okay sleeping in a different room than your partner?
I mean, yeah, it's not that big of a deal there. I mean, it's just sleeping right. But, we actually discussed this before because our
One of our kids has been sleeping with us for the past couple of years because of sensory issues. Uh-huh. So we've actually discussed it, and I just have no problem doing that.
So who gets the TV for the bedroom, you or her then?
Well, that's the fun thing. So there's a 72 in the bedroom. So, trust me, it used to be smaller, but we got a free one. That was the only place to put it.
72 inches in your bedroom? That's amazing.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's like a movie theater when you're trying to go to bed.
That's pretty wild. I can imagine that things look very big on a 72-inch TV in the bedroom.
Somebody said during COVID, we did the best sleep I ever had for a year, but I could wake up and turn the light on in the middle of the night if I wanted to, and I don't have to hear the snoring.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what my wife would say. Like, she would just have the issue of, like, just, oh, he snores too much. And also, like Tracy said, the farting as well.
A little toot toot.
A little more than just that. Someone said, I'm 50, and my parents have slept in separate rooms since I was probably 16. He needs it warm with the TV on. She likes it cold and dark with the TV off. Works great for them. They're both in their 80s and still love each other more than anything else. I feel like the older you get, the less you really even care.
Yeah.
You're like, we know we love each other. We don't need to go to bed together.
Yes. So now we've heard from our rockaholics. But what about us? What about our partners? Steve, we're going to find out what Brad, Sid, and George have to say about this after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
If you are just joining us this morning, we have been talking about whether or not you would be okay with you and your partner sleeping in separate rooms.
We're getting a ton of text messages about this right now. Some people are saying, mainly, a lot of them are bringing up the CPAP machine. And they're
yes.
You can sleep in the other room because that thing is too loud for me.
A lot of rockaholics seem to be okay with it, but what about our spouses is what we're curious about. So we asked them, and we will start with my dear husband, Brad.
Oh, honey.
Yes.
I have a question to ask.
He always sounds like he's like building, like he's like a mad scientist getting ready. Yes. What would you like?
See, and to me, he sounds like a big teddy bear.
Yes.
Just very like almost, actually, you know what? Almost like a Santa Claus. Like, aww. I just want to give him a hug.
Oh, man. When he goes full gray, he would be a great Santa Claus.
Yes.
Like Stoner Claus.
Yes. He brings buds to all the good parents in the world.
Yes.
I have a question to ask. If you have a moment, please.
You have a moment.
Okay. So Barbara Corcoran recently shared on the Jamie Kern Lima show that she and her husband, Bill Higgins, have slept in separate rooms for some amount of time. So I want to know, would you be okay sleeping in a different room than me?
All right. Before we get to his answer, Danny, what do you think? Yes or no? From Stoner Claus.
I'm going to go with no. I feel like Brad is a snuggler.
I completely agree.
Same. Mm. Let's see what happens.
I don't like that idea, no. Aww.
I don't like that idea either.
Aw.
Well, then, subject is dealt with, isn't it? Wow.
So you'll wear your CPAP tonight?
It's ready to go.
I love you.
So does he not like wearing the CPAP?
Do you think he wore it last night?
I'm guessing no, based on the look on your face.
He did not.
You look like you want to murder someone.
At about 2 a.m., he started snoring, so then I had to give him a big arm punch. What the hell, buddy?
Can you put it on him as he's sleeping? I have no idea.
I have not attempted that yet, but I might.
I feel like I'm probably not that far away from having to get one of those things.
He's got the one with the nose, the nose pillows, so you have to get them like real exact. I don't know if I could do it, but I might try.
You try it tonight. See what happens.
So let's check in with your wife, Sid.
So today's big question. We're reading a story about how this celebrity couple, they don't sleep in the same room, they sleep in separate beds. Would you be okay with sleeping in separate beds?
All right, what do you think she's going to say?
I think based on your admission of flatulence and snoring, I'm going to say yes.
Danny?
I'm going to go with absolutely yes.
Sarah?
I was going to say no.
All right, let's find out.
It's kind of weird when you're married.
I agree. Yeah. I thought for sure you were going to say yes.
Now if you get farting all night.
There it is.
Her and the farts. It's always coming up.
Or snoring, but that's just when I plug your nose.
Dude, she does that and it freaks me the F out. The first time she did that, she covered my nose. I thought she was trying to kill me. I was like, I thought I knew this woman because we never lived together until we got married. And so then I, all of a sudden, I'm waking up to her with her hand over my nose and mouth. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, you're snoring. I'm like, you're attempting murder.
Well, yeah, because that just like, you can't breathe if you do that, right?
Yes. It freaked me the hell out.
I was going to say, I mean, she could just say she's trying to make you not snore. You never know, though.
It's been a long game. We're going.
And startle me when I wake up.
But no, yeah. We can sleep in the same bed.
Nice. Tatum, what do you think? Did you do a monkey flip earlier today?
Uh-huh.
Was it awesome?
Uh-huh.
She was very excited today. Yesterday at gymnastics, she did a monkey flip all on her own. And she was fired up when I came home. Never
I
seen
love
her happier.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got to go to our boy George,
save
Sarah's
the best
husband.
For last.
Oh, man.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
I know you love me so much, right?
Yes.
But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Would you be okay sleeping in a different room than me?
Like forever?
Oh, yeah. What do we think?
I'm going to say no. I think George is a snuggle bug.
What do you think? Based on that, I'm going to go with no, but I think that he really thinks yes.
Deep down inside.
Yeah. Really just wants his own house.
Also the long game for him. Yeah. He's working to get both of them out of there.
Yeah.
Do I have a bed? Is it like my own room?
Yeah, like you have your own room.
Like what old people do?
Yeah, you're not just like on the street or something. Okay. You have your own room and own bed and everything.
But like, I mean, it would be fine, I guess. But like, no, I don't know. No.
See, he's so scared to give his real answer because he doesn't want the wrath that is Sarah.
In 6 seconds, this man changed his mind, I think, three times.
He's watching her face. That's what's happening. He's watching her face as she's asking this.
It's like this internal dialogue that happened within seconds. Here, let's listen to that part again. In 6 seconds, this happens. And he goes from, yeah, no.
I mean, it would be fine.
Okay, there he goes. He's all right with it at first.
I guess.
And he's starting to look at your face. You're right, Danny.
Yep. But, like, no?
Now
I like that it's a question every time. Yes? No?
Now he's starting to see maybe you're perking your face up like, oh, yeah, that's the right answer. And then he says it definitively, yeah. No. Yeah.
I don't know. No.
That's amazing.
It's our room. Like, why do I get shoved in the other room? It's going to be like a little tiny room, like underneath the stairs or what?
What kind of scenario is he making up?
He's just unpacking so much.
George, blink twice if you're in trouble, okay?
Maybe Brad's not the stoner and it's George.
I don't know, but my face is like, just answer the question. This isn't rocket science, dude.
I feel like someone should get shoved in a different room if they snore.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, kick me out, dude. I don't care if I'm snoring, dude.
Don't worry, we'll make sweet love before I'll kick you out.
Okay.
Just dodge that bullet.
He's like, I still get sweet love? Cool.
In.
Also, where do you think he slept last night?
With you.
We fell asleep in the bed, and then he ended up on the couch. Because
oh, no.
That mofo has a doctor's appointment because he needs a sleep app machine.
Did you kick him out of the bed?
Absolutely.
What?
So he has an appointment?
I'm sorry, your wife is trying to kill you. At least I kicked mine out of the bed.
But at least she lets me stay in bed. So if I die, I'll be in the bed.
That's so sweet. Just like The Notebook.
Oh, my God. Rockaholics.
Somebody just tuned in and they heard, I'm sorry, your wife just tried to kill you. Out of context, that sounds very, very weird.
It does.
I hope that for one rockaholic, they were listening to the cheat sheet that was given out yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room. And I hope that that one rockaholic will call right now to play the game, Beat Migs. Steve has a record of 341 wins, 108 losses, and 58 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.